Used over here. Got some more problems. Adlai called up and said he was here and of course wanted to visit with me. Didn't say he wanted to, but that was the purpose of it. So I told him to come on over and he drags his tail around where everybody sees him. And I invite him over while I meet my lunch because that's the only time I had. And the net of what he said was, the way I gathered it, that he wanted my authority to negotiate further with the Utah and get Utah to get some Asian to ascertain the validity or the correctness of our view that Hanoi and Peiping were not concerned with the conference at this time and negotiation at this time. I told him that I did not think that we should do that, that my judgment was we didn't have much strength to negotiate from, that I rather felt that it was a almost a hopeless task out there, but that we had to do the best we could, and I thought it would be weak now to come in with this. Well, he feels very deeply that he doesn't come in on all these things, and that just every now and then he finds out about it, and really that he ought to be in on them more, but that he has been negotiating a good deal and with the Utah and bringing Utah's proposals down here. That's about where our conversation ended, with my flatly saying to him that this was not the time for him to go further. We get to the airport, we start getting all these inquiries about the governor being dashed down to confer with the president, what about his bringing any more proposals from Utah, and so on and so forth. What's the worst thing could happen? And I just am going to have to refuse to see him if I have to go through all this.
This is tickers on his about his departure?
Well, it's his request from all the press who said that they had seen him come in the White House. I think he wanted them to see him come in.
I see.
And so we got to deny or affirm he was here, and we got to affirm that he was here. Then the next question is, did he bring a Utah proposal? So I called Adlai and said, now, first place, who in the hell did you see? Well, he didn't know who he saw, and kind of a vague thing. Then I said, well, now what I'm going to say is that you came back on your vacation and dropped by, and we discussed general UN matters.
On his way back to New York?
Yeah, on his way back to New York. And he said, but says we're putting out a statement up in New York about the various proposals that Utah has presented. And I said, well, he hadn't presented any meal. He said, Mr. President, you remember, you gave him a dinner, and he came down and made a presentation, a proposal to you. And I said, no, I don't remember any such thing. He hadn't made any proposal to me. Well, he said, I've been carrying on regular negotiations with him. And I said, well, I don't know a damn thing about your negotiation. Well, he says, from time to time, I've been having rather close negotiations with him, and put me in a bad position if you don't say so, and said, I sent a letter to you the other day, and I said, well, I haven't considered any letter of yours as a proposal of Utah's. And when I got your letter, I handed it over to George Ball and told him to get in touch with you and tell you that there's nothing to it. And I wish from now on you would communicate through the Secretary of State, make a record of it if you want to, and submit it and let him bring it in to me formally where I know what's being submitted to me and whether it's a proposal and whose it is.
Right.
What it is.
Right.
So he said, well, if you dislike for me to have any communications with you, that puts me in a very difficult position. I said, no, I don't dislike to have any communication. I just don't know of any proposals, and I'm not going to discuss proposals I haven't seen. Well, he said, I've been doing it regularly with Kennedy, and I've been doing it regularly with the State Department, and I thought that Utah had taken it up with you. And I said, no, he hadn't taken it up with me, and you haven't been doing it regularly with me. And he said, well, we've got a statement issued, and then he read me a statement, which I didn't think was worth a damn. I think the quicker we forget about Utah's proposals and get off of it, the better off we'll.
Pretty well blown out of the... That's petering out now.
Well, they're going to revive it, though, this statement that he says that he understands the State Department and the White House is cleared. I said, well, I haven't cleared anything.
I haven't seen it. George Ball is here with him. We haven't seen anything.
Well, got it, and it's just reviving it as much as you can. The discussion is, says, with reference to the proposals that Mr. Utah has made, Secretary Stevenson has presented them to Washington, and Washington's had them consideration, and so on and so forth. I think the best thing to do would just be say nothing about it and let I told him to communicate to Utonto that I didn't know what he was talking about when he said that he didn't know of any aid that we'd ever given Burma, number one. And number two, I couldn't quite understand his having the arrogance to say to us that we kept the truth from our people. And that was shocked me and astonished me that he would do that. And so, I think we better make clear to Adlai. I don't know what we do, but you better make clear to him that whatever proposals that he's got for any worldwide conferences, put them in writing and send them to you, and then if you think well of them and want them properly considered and approved, then you bring them over.
Right.
Let's quit this under the table, now you see it, now you don't type of operation, and I think you better know what proposals he's making on behalf of the United States government.
Right. All right, sir. Did the question of his future come up?
No. No, he's told me a number of times,
because I was thinking about some personnel questions.
No, he talked to me some time ago, and I said I'd like you to continue there since the election. And he said, that he didn't know whether he could be this or that. And I said, I'd be glad for you to continue where you are. Period.
Right.
All right. So and that's his future with us is where he is. If he wants to stay, and if he doesn't, well, all right. But I sure think that he's getting himself in a hell of a box. And I would see who wrote the statement. They say it's turned over to Carpenter, and I try to minimize it. And if you can, he wants me to refer everything now to the Secretary to the United Nations. Says any questions on you, thoughts, proposal, just refer them to the United Nations. God knows what they'll say.
Yeah. Well, let me find out about this statement. Has it already been made?
I don't know. He said it may have been made in New York.
Well,
that it was cleared by the White. He understood by the State Department and the White House. Over.
All right, well, let me get hold of it right now.
You're going to come at 6:45?
Yes, we'll be there. Thank you.